開始叫阿 Spencer 幫我哋讀今日嘅經文。
今日嘅經文係喺歷代志上
十二章三十二節。歷代志上十二章三十二節，以撒迦支派有二百族長都通達事務，知道以色列人所當行的，他們族弟兄都聽從他們的命令。
This is my last message from this series on marriage, divorce, and remarriage.
呢個係關於婚姻、離婚同埋再婚嘅呢個講道系列嘅最後一堂。
And I've been speaking from the scriptures, trying to draw the lessons and the principles taught to us through the scriptures about this area.
我是按照聖經咁樣，係將聖經入邊有關呢一個題目嘅教導都教導出嚟。
And this today is, if you notice, is just one verse.
而今天嘅經文淨係得一節。
And you wonder how is this verse related to the subject?
你可能會諗呢一節經文點樣聯繫到我哋嘅題目呢？
The reason is because we want to draw a principle here in the application of all that we have learned.
因為在這一節經文裡面有一個原則可以抽取出來，應用 是應用我們之前所學過的東西。
Because all that we learn in scriptures are applicable to the times of the people during that time.
因為在經文我們之前所學的全部都是適用於當時在聖經寫成的那個時代的人。
But today we live in a different time.
但今天我們活在第二個時代當中。
The principles cannot change.
那些原則不變，
but the application can be changed.
但那些應用是有所改變。
And that's why I take from this verse a very simple principle where it says Issachar, one of the tribe of the 12 men who understood the times and knew what Israel should do.
因此這節經文說以撒迦支派有二百族長都通達事務，知道以色列人所當行的，他們族弟兄都聽從他們的命令。
And if you notice, it says Israel, what they knew what Israel should do.
如果你注意到那段经文写着是知道以色列人所当行的。
It's not talking about individuals.
不是关于个人。
It's talking about nation.
而是关于一个国家。
And today when we talk about this topic, we are not just talking about individuals.
我们讲到今天的题目的时候，也都是不是关于个人。
We are talking about the church as a whole.
而是关于教会整个群体。
And so all that we learn from Genesis chapter 2 about marriage, Christian marriage, applies to all of us as individuals, yet at the same time, this is what the church should look at, marriage.
因此在创世纪第二章的时候看到关于婚姻的时候，我们学得到是有关于个人的应用，也都是关于作为整个教会整个群体的应用。
And divorce and remarriage, part one, we saw from Matthew and Deuteronomy. It is what the scripture says, and it does not only apply to us as individual, but also as a church.
在离婚与再婚第一个讲到的时候，马太福音和生命记入面，那些的教导也都不单止是关于个人，也都是关于教会整个群体。
And likewise, part two from 1 Corinthians 7, it is the same.
第二部分哥林多前书第七章亦都是一样。
And therefore, today, we are applying it not just for the individual, but as a church.
今天的应用不单只是应用在个人，亦都是作为整个教会、整个群体。
And this verse helps me to stay in focus that it is not justfor me, or myself, or you, yourself, but it is, should be for all of us to uphold and to believe in.
今天这节经文就帮助我们去集中的焦点，不单只是为到我们个人自己，而且是为到整个教会群体。
You see, we must understand the times that we lived in order to apply the biblical principles correctly.
我们必须明白到我们现今的境况，然后才能去应用圣经里面所给出来的原则。
And this verse also tells us that there were 200 chiefs, or in other words, leaders in this tribe.
呢节经文入边提到呢一个支派入边有200个族长，换句话说就系领袖。
And they know what to do。
佢哋知道以色列人所当行的。
Not just as individual, but as a nation。
唔系净系个人所当行嘅，而系作为整个以色列嘅国所当行嘅。
In other words, they are responsible to be the one God has revealed to influence the rest of the tribe, the nation of Israel, to act on what God has revealed to them。
神系俾咗呢个责任佢，作为一个模范去示范，应该以色列人作为整个国家系应该点样行。
You know, we live in the times where the individuals becomes more important than the whole。
我哋现今嘅世代就系个人系放大，系比起整个群体更加重要。
You know, Christianity and Confucianism actually does not contradict each other。
在基督教和儒家思想里面，这两者其实有个思想方面是没有是相违背的。
Particularly on this ground that it is for the whole of, that it is for the good of the whole and not just the individual.
尤其是关于这个是关于乎整个群体的利益而不是个人利益来看。
But we live in a time where people are more concerned about their individual rights and their individual satisfaction and desire.
但現今的世代就是關於是更加講到重視自己個人的滿足，個人的慾望的滿足。
And so the question then is for us is, then if we understand that it's for the good of the whole, then how can we be true to the scriptures and yet not divide the church?
咁我哋作為整個群體嚟到睇嘅時候，我哋點樣係睇呢個題目，讓到我哋嘅教導係唔會係令到教會分裂呢？
You know, last time,I don't know whether you remember last time I mentioned that it's not about me. Everything that we look at is not about me or about you, but it is about the whole church.
唔知道大家记唔记得上一次嘅讲道系提到唔系关于你同埋我，而系关于整个群体。
And so we need to understand that we need to come to an agreement as a church how we can handle this matter.
因此我们至少要知道怎样在这个议题上面去怎样去处理。
Because each of us have a different position, a different way of interpreting scriptures.
因为我们每个人都有不同的解经，有不同的理解。
But as we come together as a church and want to be a church and a witness for Christ, how then can we deal with this subject matter?
但当我们走在一起作为教会整个群体，我们怎样是一起的是处理这个问题，以至到能够作基督的见证人呢？
And I know that most of us have short memory.
我知道大家记忆力都不是很强。
Including myself.
我自己都不是记得很多东西。
Especially when we grow old.
尤其年纪越大就记得越差。
And therefore I need to do a summary or a recap of what we have learned.
因此我要回顾上一次我讲过的是什么。
All the messages that I have preached, all the three messages that I have preached.
就是上三堂所讲过的。
And so let's start with the second, because the first one we all will have no problem with about marriage.
我就由第二个开始。
According to Matthew chapter 19, verses 1 to 11, we look at how Jesus shows us that divorce is not an entitlement.
是在这个马太福音19章1至11节看得到离婚不是得到什么的特权。
It is an act of grace from God to people like you and me who are sinful.
而是神恩典的行动给到好像给到一些罪人，是好像你和我这样的罪人。
And so, in other words, when God gave the permission to Moses to let the people divorce, God saw the difficulties that men struggle with in their marriage.
摩西俾到呢个律法去容许人离婚嘅时候，系见得到人嘅嗰个罪性，以致到佢哋喺某啲困难嘅境况入边。
And not only that, at that time, women is the one who suffer the most.
唔单止系咁，喺当时嘅情况，喺离婚嘅事情上面，女性系比较系受害嘅一方。
And so God allows it to protect them both actually from sinning against Him and against each other.
所以就神就容许离婚的事发生，去保护双方。
And so the only reason Jesus says that he has an agreement with the Mosaic permission is that there is only one ground for divorce.
耶稣是说到只是有一个理由是可以有容许离婚的情况。
That is sexual immorality.
就是淫亂。
And then he says also that even if that happens, do not get remarried.
而耶穌亦都教導，就算有咁嘅情況發生，不要再婚。
The only time you can remarry is when your spouse is dead.
唯一可以再婚嘅情況就是當嗰個配偶離世之後。
All this is because of God's original intent for marriage to be lifelong.
呢啲所有一切都係因為神嘅原意，對婚姻嘅原意係一生一世嘅。
And so when people went to their scriptures, they often think that Jesus is giving them the excuse to divorce because of sexual immorality.
咁有啲人就以為耶穌係俾到一個藉口去讓人到去離婚，就係呢個淫亂嘅理由去離婚。
Jesus wasn't denying that God gives them this permission.
耶穌冇否認到神係俾咗呢個容許佢哋。
But he is actually telling the listener, the readers, that God's standard is this.And we now, as worshippers of God, we need to go back and uphold this standard.
耶稣是告诉当时的听众，当时的读者，是要神的那个的标准是这么高，那我们就必须要高举去达到这个的标准。
Because people were using this Mosaic permission to get divorced for whatever reasons they like.
因为当时的人是用这个摩西的容许去任意的这样去用不同的理由去离婚。
But as children of God, you need to be higher than them.
但作为神的儿女必须持守更高的标准。
You need to hold a high standard.
必须要持守高的标准。
And then we look at 1 Corinthians 7 in the second message of divorce and remarriage.
跟着在第二堂的时候就提到这个哥林多前书七章的时候。
And I show you through scriptures that it is very hard for us to find, in terms of hermeneutically, a principle called that by some Christians called the Pauline privilege.
是我们用释经学的方法去看那段的经文，是发觉到那个所谓保罗所教导的特权是很难站得住脚。
Especially in verse 15, when Paul says the person who is abandoned by the unbelieving spouse is free.Or she, he or she is free from the circumstances.
在第十五节嗰度就提到系遇着这样的事都不必拘束呢一句。
And so that phrase "free from the circumstances" is taken to mean that I'm free now from this marriage. I can do whatever I like, so I can divorce. I can remarry.
有些人就拿着这一句遇着这样的事都不必拘束，就是我自由可以是离婚，自由可以再婚。
But then I show you that, you know, if you look at the whole chapter, you'll find that Paul constantly says, if you married to an unbelieving spouse, stay in the marriage. If you married, you should not divorce the person. And even if the person is abandoning, the only thing he says is you are free from trying to keep him within the marriage or her in the marriage.
咁我哋就係釋經確咁樣去睇呢段經文，就知得到唔係咁解，而係當時係保羅係提到，若果有不信嘅丈夫或者妻子，如果佢要離去嘅時候，咁就不要離棄丈夫或者妻子。但係如果佢要離棄、要拋棄嘅時候，咁亦都冇需要有呢個嘅責任去夾硬去箍住對方。
And then at the end of that chapter, verse 39, he says, marriage.Is permanent. Marriage is lifelong.
而在第39节是再重新提到婚姻是一生一世的。
And then I also show you Romans 7, Paul said the same thing, using it as illustration, in comparison to the law, that it is permanent, it is lifelong.
亦都是提到罗马书第七章的时候，保罗是用这个婚姻去比喻律法，就是都是有一个一生的约束力。
And so if we take that phrase to mean what we want it to mean, then we are actually contradicting what Paul said in Romans and also in that same chapter itself.
如果我们就用这个经文就说可以自由去离婚再婚的话，那就去违背了保罗在这一个章里面所讲的，也都违背了罗马书七章所讲的。
And the only thing I say we can learn from that is there is a principle of being abandoned by your spouse.Where the spouse who is being abandoned has no fault.
而我之前亦都提到呢一节嘅经文，唯一可以抽取嘅就系嗰个被抛弃嘅情况。被抛弃嘅一方系唔需要有呢个嘅罪责，系保持唔到呢个婚姻。
In other words, if a person's marriage break up because of being abandoned, we should not discipline or fault the person for the marriage break up。
如果有呢个被抛弃嘅情况发生嘅时候，嗰个被抛弃嘅一方就唔，我哋系唔应该怪罪于佢。
Because he or she don't have that choice。
因为嗰个被抛弃嘅一方没有选择权。
However, I stop at the point that it does not mean the person can divorce and remarry。
但我亦都提到嗰个被抛弃嘅一方。并不是系可以再婚或者离婚咁样。
Because of what Paul says in the chapter about not living, not dying, and marriage is permanent, as well as Matthew 19, where Jesus says we need to hold the higher standard.
系因为除咗系婚姻系一生一世，系要留喺嗰个婚姻嘅状态入边，亦都系关乎马太福音第十九章作为信徒应该持守更高嘅标准。
But then,There is a problem here because today there is also the problem or the reason people use for divorce is being physically abused to the point where their life are being threatened.
但今天亦都有啲情况就系当有一方嘅身体被虐待嘅时候，以致到生命有危险嘅时候，呢个系一个离婚被人利用系作离婚嘅理由。
And I mentioned that in the firstmessage on marriage from Genesis, I did mention that there is no specific or implicit passages that talks about the physically abused situation.
而在第一堂讲到的时候，亦都提到在经文里面没有一个特定的经文是提到关乎这个身体被虐待的情况应该怎样处理。
Because in the Old Testament time, women are considered as property.
因为在旧约时代，女士是被视为一个的拥有物，一个产业，一个物件。
And men can do whatever they like with their property.
男人可以是怎么样去随意地去用这个的物件。
And no one will stand up for the woman, so to speak.
没有人去为到女士站出来。
But we live in a different time.
但是我们现今的世代不同。
And then I also mentioned that, but the Bible,has teaching about protecting a person's life.
但是我们也提到圣经是提到去保护生命。
The Ten Commandments commands us not to take away lives.
十诫是讲到不可杀人。
And then, if you look at the history of Israel, even when a person kills somebody accidentally, there are places for them to run through to get a fair trial before they are persecuted.
而在旧约的经文我们看到当一个人误杀了人的时候是有一个地方给他们去躲直至到他们要去受审。
They are called cities of refuge.
那些是叫做屠城。
Unlike the cities of refuge today where they let illegal immigrants hide in.
不是好像今天那些避难的人那样。
They are city of refuge for people who accidentally kill someone so that they will not be, their life will not be taken out of revenge by those family members who kill their relatives.
那些屠城的设立是为了给误杀别人的人有一个避难的地方，防止他们被那些被杀的人的家人亲戚去杀害。
It's until the elders or the judges in the city decided that this guy is guilty, then he will be handed over.
直至到那个人是被断定有罪的时候，那他才会交给当局。
But he is not guilty, then he can stay in that city until the high priest dies.
但若果他是无罪的话，他就可以住在那个屠城里面，直到那个大祭司是死去。
And all these laws and provisions all shows us that GodDesire is to protect life and not destroy it.
呢啲嘅律例同埋条款就系睇得到神嘅意思系要保护生命而唔系毁灭生命。
And so we can take that principle and apply it to our times as when a person who is married to someone and is in physical danger of even losing their life, there is time where we can call them and advise them to leave that situation temporarily.
而在这个我们就抽取这个保护生命的原则去应用在这个 身體被虐待的這個情況裡面的時候，是見得到的確有需要去建議那個人離開那個危險的環境，去保護自己的生命。
Including the children or the family members in the household.
並包括那個家庭裡面的小孩。
But this does not mean it automatically leads to divorce or remarriage.
但這個不是自動是變成可以離婚或再婚。
Because the Bible also talks about reconciliation between those kind of situations, and between couples in those kind of situations.
但因為聖經亦都提過，在那些情況底下的時候，那些夫婦應該是復和。
And also because we need to hold the higher standard that Jesus talks about.
亦都是要持守耶穌所教導的更高的標準。
So if you are a Christian and in that situation, if divorce is to happen,We hope, or at least I hope, that it is not initiated by you, the Christian, but by the non-Christian.
而如果是作為信徒，如果是有這個身體被虐待的情況的底下，希望那個的離婚不是由你自己主動提出，而是由對方虐待人那個去提出。
And that's where I think we differ from the non-Christians.
因此我們就去就是跟这个未信的不信的人是有所分别。
And it is the lack of understanding of what scriptures teaches that leads to us today in the Christian world where our marriage divorce rate is as great as the world, secular world's rate.
看得到今天在基督徒里面的离婚的率和俗世的人的离婚的率都是一样。
So we need to be different.
我们必须是有所分别。
Even when we are going through difficult times.
纵然我们是经历一些困难的时间。
But when, you know, divorce happens, then we still live the higher standard than take the lower standard.
但当离婚真的发生的时候，我们也要持守更高的标准，而不是拿一个低的标准。
And so that sums up all that we have learned in the few sermons before.
这个就总结之前那几堂所教导的。
And I'm going to sum it up in a very general, broad views held by Christians today.
我是有总结到有 三种很阔的一个对这些事情的看法。
Because there are so many people with different views, and in each view they have different nuances to it.
因为每一个人都有不同的看法，而在每个类别的看法里面也都有少少的分别。
And so, I'm going to bring it all together by just giving three broad general views.
我是很概括地总结了三个大类别。
And then suggest to you, you know, a view or a policy where it will help us to, at least on this issue, be able to be a church together.
而我亦都会提出一个看法或者方案，是至少让到我们是能够成为一个教会这样有同一个的看法。
And I can say that a lot of our differences in our view is a lack of understanding, not just of scriptures teaching.
我们是有这么多不同的看法，不单只是我们对于圣经的教导有所不同的看法。
The different ways we interpret the scriptures.
是对解经有不同的方法。
And this is because we have insufficient knowledge of a lot of things.That is said in the Bible.
因为我们对在圣经里面所提到的事，我们有很多认识不足。
For example, the historical times, how the command or the practice of that time.
例如当时那些命令给出来的时候，那个历史背景是怎样的呢？
The cultural and the societal practices and behaviors of those times.
当时的文化，当时的社会习俗是怎样的呢？
And so because of those lacking of those information, we use our modern ideas of looking at an issue to bring it into scriptures and make our conclusion out of it.
因为我们对当时的情况认识不足，所以我们就用现今的标准去套下去，去怎样去使用这些原则。
And it's not deliberate.
不是特登，不是故意的。
But it is unconsciously, because when you don't have an answer, You don't have those information. You tend to use what you only what you know to interpret it.
而係一不知不覺間咁樣去解經，因為我哋當時係冇認識到當時嗰啲社會文化歷史背景，所以我哋就好自然用咗現今嘅標準去咁樣去解釋嗰啲經文。
Therefore, that's why we have this different views.
因此有咁多唔同嘅睇法。
Which I have summarized for you in three of them.
有三個大類別。
The first one I call ultra conservatism.
第一個就係極度保守嘅睇法。
Ultra conservatism means that it is you are conservative, but you are specially conservative.
第一個係極度保守嘅，係非常保守嘅看法。
And so people who are in this camp, they believe, yeah, marriage is for life.
佢哋相信婚姻係一生一世。
But even though there is a Mosaic permission, okay.
但縱使摩西律法容許有離婚嘅情況。
You cannot remarry. You cannot divorce. You cannot remarry.
你都唔可以離婚，你都唔可以再婚。
And some even go to the point where they says even after your spouse die.
有啲甚至係話縱然你嘅配偶離世之後都唔可以再婚。
Why? They come to such a conclusion.
點解呢
？Because they believe that because God says or Jesus says marriage is lifelong permanent. Therefore.Full stop. There is no but. Okay, and that's where they stop.
佢哋覺得耶穌話婚姻係一生一世嘅，就係咁多，咁所以就冇其他嘅情況。
And you think that then there is nobody in this church who hold this view?
你以為我哋教會係冇人係持守呢個睇法
？We have actually.
其實我哋係有人喺當中係持守呢個睇法。
They are ultra conservative.
佢哋係極度保守嘅睇法。
No divorce, no remarried, period. No argument.
完全不能有離婚，不能有再婚。
And then there is a moderate conservatism.
另外有中度保守嘅睇法。
They agree like the ultra marriage is for life.
好似上一種嘅呢個婚姻係一生一世。
And divorce is permitted because of that permission God gave to Moses.
而離婚係容許係喺嗰個摩西律法入邊容許嗰個情況。
And the moderate, some of them may say that only one reason, sexual immorality, as Jesus says.
當中有啲人就覺得好似耶穌咁講，係因著淫亂嘅情況，咁先至可以係離婚。
And no remarriage until or unless the spouse, one of the spouses, is dead.
而亦都係嗰個嘅配偶係死咗之後，先至才能夠有再婚嘅情況。
And this is the moderate group.
这个是中度保守的看法。
In the 80s, 90s, I believe in the 80s, 90s, people more are holding to this position than today.
在80、90年代的时候就比较多人是持守这个中度保守看法比起现在。
And the last group is the loose conservatism.
第三类是宽松的保守看法。
You know, when I was...Trying to categorize them, you know, I was thinking number three should be called liberals.
我喺度。
At first, I thought I want to call them liberals.
我喺度分類嘅時候，我本來想係當佢哋係呢個開放嘅睇法。
But I decided against it.
但我決定唔用呢個字。
Because this group still holds that marriage is for life.
因為呢一組嘅人亦都係認為婚姻係一生一世嘅。
And the only thing different is that they say divorce is permitted for not just sexual immorality.But abandonment and physical abuse.
呢一組嘅人係認為離婚係准許嘅，唔單止係因為淫亂，而且可以係因為被拋棄或者係呢個身體嘅虐待。
And this is for the reason because they take Corinthians 7:15 to mean that it's free from the marriage vows, therefore you can divorce, you can remarry.
因為佢覺得哥林多前書7:15嗰個不必拘束係可以係指導係自由嘅離婚再婚。
And there are people in the moderate, and I believe most of the people here in this church hold a moderate view. But there are also a large portion of people today in our church that holds the loose conservative view, especially with the younger generation.
在今天我们教会大部分都是持守中度保守看法，亦都有一好大部分的是持守宽松保守看法，是主要是年轻一点的一班。
And so, with three different groups of people. The first one is the least.
在第一组的人数来讲是最少。
How do we be a church?
我们怎么样是能够成为一个教会呢?
Should we let this issue that has no connection with our salvation in heaven or our salvation and going to be with God divide us?
我们会不会是容让这个的题目这个不影响到我们教恩的题目是让到这件事使教会分裂?
And this is not even a so-called doctrine per se as you have to die for.
这个不是需要殉道的一个教义。
Where Jesus said that it is in heaven there is no marriage.
因为耶稣说在天上面再不会有嫁娶。
Should we let this become a division factor for a church?
我们应不应该让这个题目去使到教会分裂?
You know, this is what got me thinking when I was dealing with this issue.
当我是这样想到这个题目的时候我就想着这个问题。
And so, it started with me as a pastor because I have to think, you know, how do I serve people with all these different views in the church today?
我就作为牧者，我就想，我今天怎样在这个教会里面有这么多不同看法里面去服侍呢？
Without compromising the scriptures, yet at the same time recognizing the need of loving and showing grace to people who comes into the church with such issues in their lives.
一方面不能够妥协经文，另一方面亦都是要怎样去用爱去对待，用恩典去对待一些来到教会但是在这些境况里面的人呢？
This is where today's verse helps me to formulate my thinking.
今天这一节的经文就帮助我去整理我这个思想。
I need to know the times I live in order to be effective as a servant of God.
我作为神的仆人，我必须要是理解到今天的时代的需要，去使到我的事工有效。
At the same time, I am holding the higher standard that Jesus talks about.
但同时亦都要持守耶稣所教导的最高的标准。
And so this is how I came about for myself as a pastor, together with Pastor Glenn. After I written this, we discuss about it, and then we talk about how we came out a policy for ourselves as pastors, how we deal with people in those kind of situations.
因此，我同潘牧师就一齐嘅去睇呢个嘅情况，去制定一个嘅方案，一个睇法，去点样去处理呢啲嘅情况，对牧师亦都对会众。
And so let me start with the part for us as pastors.
首先对牧者嚟讲
，where we try to apply how we understand scriptures.
我哋希望系点样去应用呢个经文
？Based on Jesus' teaching in Matthew.
基于耶稣基督喺马太福音嘅教导
，and the way Jesus answered the Pharisees in their questions, Jesus' intent is not really to say you can do this, cannot do that.
同埋去睇到当时耶稣回答嗰啲法利赛人嘅问题嘅时候，睇得到耶稣嗰个讲法唔系话你可以做呢样，唔可以做嗰样。
But he's telling these Pharisees who are Jews, who knows the law, that hey, you.As a worshipper of God, you do not use the law for your own advantage.
他是告诉这一班的犹太人，就是认识律法的人，是你作为这个认识律法的人，不应该是利用律法去满足你自己的欲望。
But as a worshipper of God, you, especially as a Pharisee who teaches the law, you should know God's intent for marriage is this.
作为敬拜神的人，作为法利赛人教导律法的人，你应该知道神在这个律法背后的那个的原意是什么。
Therefore, you need to uphold this standard.
因此要高举，要持守这个 的标准。
Then, in Paul's teaching beside 1 Corinthians, there is 1 Timothy, there is Titus, where he gives particular teachings to people holding the biblical offices.
亦都喺提摩太前书同埋提多书入面亦都讲到嗰啲喺教会入面有职位嘅人嘅嗰个嘅要求。
Particularly the elders who includes the shepherd, the pastor.
尤其长老就係包括嗰个牧者。
That we have a higher calling.
係有一个更高嘅呼召。
And therefore we are expected to not only know the scriptures, but to live the scriptures.
因此唔单止系要认识嗰个圣经，而且系要活出圣经嘅标准。
In other words, you need to hold that higher standard.
换句话说，就系要持守更高嘅嗰个标准。
And so there is a higher expectation on people who are in leadership.
因此系对教会领袖嚟讲系有一个更高嘅期望，更高嘅要求。
And then 1 Timothy 3 verse 2 particularly say they are to be blameless.Above reproach.
而在提摩太前书三章的时候亦都提到那些教会领袖必须是无可指责。
There is nothing in his life that can be faulted. In other words, they have nothing in their life that people can look and say, hey, he did something that is not biblically correct.
换句话说就是生命中没有一些东西可以被人家拿住去指责。
You know, yes, God can forgive sin.
神是的确可以宽恕罪。
But in this, a leader whose life or whose marriage has broken down and he has remarried, he has this flaw, so to speak, very apparently in his life.
但当一个教会领袖去有这个的离婚的情况的时候，那就变成他生命中是有一个的所谓瑕疵。
And in other words, he is no longer above reproach.
换句话说，他不是再无可指责。
Because people will use, people who don't like him will use it against him.
因为那些不喜欢他的人，他可以找住这一点去指责批评他。
And when that happens, people who favor him or like him will be divided in the church.
当这样的情况发生的时候，那些支持他的人就会是分裂，在教会里面分开。
And so that's a very practical, realistic consideration that Paul is giving to the church of Ephesus.
这个是保罗对以弗所教会一个很实际的层面的考虑。
And on another area, if I'm a personwho is divorced and remarried, my effectiveness and my authority when I'm teaching on this subject will not be taken well.
而我当我是作为一个教导这个的题目的人的时候，但是生命里面是有离婚再婚的情况，那教导的时候那个叫权柄就失去了。
And I don't think I have I should be ashamed to stand here and talk about it.
甚至乎是站在台上面去讲这个题目的时候，亦都会是好觉得羞耻羞愧了。
Because I've not lived up to it.
因为在生命里面活不出这个标准。
And also, when I am in that kind of situation, then people can hold me up as an example. If he can, why can't I be?
而在这样的情况里面，如果是这样教导的时候，那些人就会说我可以跟着牧者这样去做，为什么牧者可以这样做，我不可以呢？
And they will even use me as an example to want to hold an office in the church.
而那些是这样的情况的时候，也都是可以用牧者这样的情况去继续去担当教会中的职位。
And again, if that happens, it will divide the church because the church has people with three differentAt least three different views.
因此，咁嘅情况亦都会分裂教会，因为教会起码有三个唔同嘅睇法。
And so we came up with this policy that we will hold a higher standard.
因此就有一个方案系提出嚟，就系要持守最高嘅标准。
But we will also be sympathetic towards those who are abandoned and those who are abused.
但亦都系同时同情一啲嘅系身体受虐待或者系被抛弃嘅人。
And we will shepherd them, and we will comfort them and counsel them, but we will never counsel them to divorce or remarry.
我哋系会辅导佢哋去牧养佢哋，但系我哋永远唔会去提议佢哋去离婚或者去再婚。
And this is because we recognize our role as pastors. We are to restore and reconcile people back to God.
因为我哋作为牧者，系必须系要使到人与神和好。
We are also not acknowledging that there are people with different views in the church.
而我哋亦都确认到喺教会入边有好多唔同嘅睇法。
But our job is not to take sides.
但系我哋嘅工作唔系去站喺某一个嘅立场。
We have our own personal view, yes.
我哋自己都有我哋嘅睇法。
But whatever the church decides as their view, if we want to shepherd here, then we will subscribe to that view.
但一旦教会系决定某一个睇法嘅时候，我哋亦都会系投身喺嗰个嘅睇法入边。
But in the meantime, this is how we will show our love and care for those who are in those situations.
但现阶段就系用呢个爱同埋用恩典去对待喺经历紧呢啲情况嘅人。
But we will never counsel them.To divorce or remarry.
我哋绝不会去辅导，系去劝告佢哋去离婚或者系再婚。
That decision has to be their own.
呢个决定系由佢哋自己作嘅抉择。
We will not judge them.
我哋唔会审判佢哋。
Because scriptures is very clear that we are not to be judging people. It's God Himself who judges.
因为圣经提到我哋唔可以系做呢个审判者，系神自己系审判人。
And so.This is where we agree as pastors, how we shepherd the sheep, the flock.
呢个就系作为牧师团队，我哋点样去牧养呢个羊群。
You know, there are people who came to me for counsel where they asked me to marry them.
有啲人系嚟到我面前去希望让到我去呢个主持呢个个婚礼。
Throughout the course of my pastorate, there are people who are divorced and then they want to remarry and they come to me to ask me to marry. And I have turned them down.
有些人是经历了这个离婚，然后是希望是再婚，希望我去主持这个婚礼，那我是去拒绝了。
But I told them, I always tell them.
我都会告诉他们。
I can do your premarital counseling.
我可以为到你们作婚前辅导。
But I cannot.Remarry you because this is what I believe in.
但我唔能够去主持你哋嘅婚礼，因为呢个系我所相信嘅。
The reason I'm willing to do the premarital is because even though you choose to do what you want to do, I hope that you succeed in your marriage. Your second marriage.
我系愿意去作呢个婚礼婚前辅导，系因为我希望纵使你作咁嘅决定，但系我都系愿意你喺呢个第二个婚礼嘅婚因入边系成功。
Because ultimately I'm not answerable to God for the decision he or she made.
因为我唔系要负责嗰个人当事人所作嘅决定。
But it is between them and God.
系嗰个当事人同神之间嘅要负责。
And so that's how we came about in this policy.
因此就系咁样去有呢个嘅方案。
And this policy has beenbrought up to the board in 2017 and they have approved that we can operate as pastors under this policy.
咁喺呢个2017年嘅时候已经将呢个方案系提出俾呢个长执会，长执会系已经通过咗，咁而牧者亦都会跟住呢个方案去教导。
But the other part of it is, what about the members of the church?
而另一部分咁关乎系会众又点样样呢
？How do we deal with them, especially in regards to them who wants to serve in the church？
尤其系对想喺教会入边服侍嘅人系点样样去对待呢
？So far, we know at least among ourselves as leaders that you know we have concluded that.All the biblical office that is mentioned in the Bible, they will not be able to hold.
而直至目前为止，喺领袖同埋长执会同埋牧者系呢个讨论得出嘅结论就系喺圣经入边有提过嘅嗰啲职位，有呢啲情况嘅时候，嗰啲嘅会友系唔能够去担当呢啲嘅职位。
But the specifics of what kind of ministry in the church that is not mentioned in the Bible, we have not yet come to a conclusive decision, but we will very soon.
但在圣经里面没有提过的那些岗位，就究竟哪些可以或者不可以是被这些有这样的情况的人去担当，就暂时是未有结论，但是很快我们会去谈和结论。
But for me, personally, I would like to see these three things that I have written out for you in the bulletin or in the outline.
而作为我个人来讲，我就希望这三样东西发生，是在程序格页那里可以看到。
We can see the highest, that there's a high standard, that maintains a high standard.
希望见得到是有持守高的标准。
So it all depends on how we all come to that decision. But yet, at the same time, I hope I can see a certain level of standard as well.
当然这一点是视乎究竟那个倾谈之后的结论是什么，但是我盼望是有一个高的标准。
But, and then there is the recognition that there are different kind of offices in the church that is not mentioned in the Bible, yet there are different levels in terms of this authority that is, should be given to certain for them to do, especially in the area when we talk about this subject.
但在圣经里面有很多的岗位是没有提到出来，但是当中那些岗位也都分了很多的不同的有不同的权力、不同的权柄，尤其在这个题目上面，所以是需要去再倾谈。
And the board is right now discussing over this matter.
而长执会就现正是为到这一样东西去倾谈。
And they, well, we haven't come to that conclusion.
暂时未有结论。
And there should be also a higher expectation. There should be a high expectation of them as well.
而第三点就是要对他们有一个高的要求。
The expectation at least must be that they will uphold not just the biblical teachings, but also the church positions.
但当这个最高的要求是不单只 是要符合圣经的教导，而且是符合教会的要求。
In other words, they cannot go behind and say to tell somebody, "Hey, I don't agree with this and that." You know.
不可以是背住教会咁样去话啊，我唔赞成呢样，唔赞成嗰样咁样。
You know, you can hold your personal view.
你可以有个人睇法。
But when coming to serve the church, you have to subscribe yourself under the church view.
但当喺服教会入边嘅岗位服侍嘅时候，就要去投身进去教会嘅睇法入边。
And I includes us as pastors.
这个是包括埋牧师。
I have my personal view, but when I come to the church and I agree to serve here, I must subscribe myself to teach and to follow the views and positions of this church.
当我是我当然有自己睇法，但是当我是作为牧师去服侍的时候，我就要跟从教会的睇法去做。
And I'm sure even after I said all these things, there are people here or even in other congregations that may not fully agree with me.
今天讲完这个道之后，都肯定有不同人对不同的意见，有很多不同的意见，包括是第二些堂语言的入面都会有不同意见。
All because we have different ideas, we have different views, we have different expectations.
我们有不同的看法，不同的意见，不同的期望。
But I always tell myself, or I remind myself, I'm not serving men.
但我常常提醒自己，我不是服侍人。
I'm serving God.
我是服侍神。
Therefore, you find that I'm not afraid to speak up when I need to speak up.
因此你会发觉我是会应该要出声的时候，我不会惧怕去出声。
But I also know that God used me to serve men.
但我亦都知道是神是用我去服侍人。
So in other words, God must be first, others later.
换句话说，是服侍神是行先，跟住服侍其他人。
So I get my relationship with God right first.
因此我是与神的关系要搞好先。
Before I can say who is right, who is wrong, or who I agree with, who I don't agree with.
然后才能去决定乜嘢系啱，乜嘢系错，边个系啱，边个系错。
And so if God allows us as sinners saved by grace to serve Him, why then are we not showing grace to others who do not hold the same views as us.
如果是神是去拯救我们这班的罪人的时候，那我们更加应该是去对与我们看法不同的人去施予恩典。
And don't forget, all ministry are meant to be restorative and reconciliatory in nature.
不要忘记所有事工的性质是应该是带来复兴、带来复和的。
If our ministry is dividing people and using people to get what we want or to get to them on our side, then we are actually serving our own interests, not God's.
如果我们的事工是分裂人群，亦都 是利用人与我们去赞成一边的话，那这个就是去满足自己而不是满足神。
And Jesus calls us to live holy lives.
耶稣是呼召我们去过一个圣洁的生活。
Paul tells us to be contented in whatever situation you are.
保罗是告诉我们是满足于是任何境况里面。
You see, when we are doing what Jesus tells us and we are contented in what God has called us to do, we will not let all these small little things sidetrack us into causing divisions in the church.
当我们持守耶稣的标准的时候，亦都去跟从保罗的教导去满足于任何境况的话，我们就不会为到这些小事而到 去搞到变成分裂的事。
I know some people consider this matter a big thing rather than a small thing.
我知道有些的人是觉得这件事其实是一件大事而不是小的事。
To me, it's a small thing because ultimately, it's not me who answers, but the person involved answers to God.
对我来说， 我就觉得不是，因为是那个作抉择的人 去与神交账，而不是我去向神交账。
So, it's not a small thing to me, but it can be a big thing for him or her. So, why I worry over something that I have no control or power over.
我既然都冇呢个控制到嘅能力，咁对佢嚟讲系大事，对我嚟讲系唔系咁大嘅事，咁我就唔需要去担心咁多。
Let us learn to be like Jesus.
让我哋都好似学耶稣嘅样式。
When an adulterous woman was brought before Jesus, all Jesus in his conclusion said was, "Go sin no more."
当那个犯奸淫的妇人来到耶稣的脚前的时候，耶稣告诉他的就是以后不要再犯了。
And if that person is not sinning anymore,
如果那个人不再犯罪，
after whatever he recognizes sin and confess and repent, why do we still hold anything against them?
他确认了自己是有罪，承认自己的罪回转之后，那我们还为什么要继续 去指责惩罚呢？
We are just the instrument God used to extol grace and His love to others.
我们只不过是神所使用的工具，去将祂的恩典和怜悯去传出去。
Sometimes in extolling the grace and the love, it may require us to speak directly into their lives about their sin.
当我们去作为工具去将神的爱和个恩典去传出去给人的时候，有时是要直接去讲，直接去说话，去到他们的生命里面，去关乎他们所犯的罪。
But that should not stop there.
但不应该停在那一点。
Because most of the time in our discussion argument, we only stop there.
因为很多时候我们的讨论或者是拗叫就是停在那里。
We never go further of showing grace and love for the individuals.
我们永远不会 去再走多一步，去为到那个人去施予怜悯和施予恩典和爱。
Christians are to be different in that way.
基督徒应该在那方面是有所分别。
Because the way we are doing is like the world, we stop there.
我们现在所做的就是好像世界一样，我们就在那一点停下来。
When you don't like a colleague,You avoid him, you don't talk to him.
如果你不喜欢那个人，那你就去不睬他，不再理会他。
Love and grace not only goes and talk to him or her, but love and grace helps them to see where they are.
爱和恩典不单止是再跟他去讲说话，去交谈，去交往，而且是让他知道他所错的地方在哪里。
So may God help us.
愿神去帮助我们。
to live the life that we are called to live.
去活出神所呼召我哋要活嘅生活生命。
Not just blindly，
唔单止系盲目咁样。
But understanding our times，
唔系盲目咁样，而系去明白我哋现代嘅境况。
So that we can be effective for the Lord，
让到我哋系为到神嘅缘故去有效嘅作事工。
Let's pray，
我哋一起祷告。
亲爱天父，我哋感谢你，感谢你，因为我哋系你呼召嘅教会，因着你嘅儿子耶稣基督，佢嘅圣灵同佢爱同佢教导。我哋求神，我哋唔止喺我哋知识入边明白你嘅话语，但喺我哋嘅心入边都会活出你自己嘅爱同你嘅恩典，俾人哋睇见我哋系真正嘅门徒。奉主耶稣嘅名求，阿门。